Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Going pretty well, thanks, Alex. There are quite a few films which I could be talking about today. There are a couple of big American films coming out, like Crisis, which could be your last opportunity to see Armie Hammer in a film for a while. But if you saw Traffic 20 years ago, you've probably seen that one before. Or French Exit, one of those Academy Award vehicle films for the star, in this case Michelle Pfeiffer, that just misses the mark and will probably have audiences heading for the exits before the end. But I've actually got another two empowering films today to talk about. Another drama and another documentary, and they're both Australian. But you'd better be quick if you want to catch them on the big screen. I'll start with the drama. This one's called Unsound and stars Yana Pandelis, Rhys Noy, who you might recognise from Game of Thrones,
hey,
Todd McKenney and Christine Arnoux. It's directed by Ian Watson, who's done mostly a lot of TV drama. Disillusioned musician Noah, played by Rhys Noy, has just arrived back in Australia, sick of doing the nostalgia circuit with Maniqua, played by Christine Arnoux.
Look, you don't have to come on tour.
Still jet-lagged, he's out walking the streets of Manly one night when he comes across what is supposed to be a nightclub, but it's empty. It's been closed by the cops for being too loud.
We need you to shut it off!
And the only person he finds there is Finn, played by Yana Pandelis. It soon becomes obvious why the nightclub was so loud and had to be shut down.
I'm deaf.
It's a club for the deaf, and the bass had to be turned up really loud so the punters were able to feel the music. Noah is intrigued by the idea of a club for the deaf, but he's also a little smitten with the feisty Finn.
I thought that meant girlfriend.
Unsound is quite a charming film about an unlikely couple that find each other when they're both really still trying to find themselves. Noah is struggling for direction in his life. He's not sure whether he wants a career in music, even though he's obviously very talented, whilst Finn is struggling with self-image issues as they transition, as well as the stress of trying to get funding for the deaf club. The two characters are definitely attracted to each other, but there's also quite a realistic awkwardness in the relationship as the two attempt to build understanding and trust.
Finn, it's a law. You're a law.
Which means, first of all, that Noah has to start learning some Auslan. The film also shows the hearing impaired as not just a homogeneous group. Finn has more than one argument with colleagues about the right approach to gain funding and acceptance for the deaf club. It's also nice to see Todd McKenney in a likeable role for once, as Finn's father, rather than the caustic judge from Dancing with the Stars. This film is likely to be on TV soon, but Unsound is worth catching on the big screen if you're looking for a feel-good drama that gives a bit of insight into different worlds, but is also a bit gritty, raw, and honest. And if you want to catch Unsound tonight at Dendy Newtown, there'll be a Q&A with cast and crew after the 6:45 session.
Well, it sounds like a really lovely film, and as you did mention, it is nice to see Todd McKenney in a role that won't make me want to rattle him by the throat. Alrighty, and what else have you got for us?
Okay, this one's a documentary. It's called Jamin Hudson, From Sky to Sea. You might have been one of the millions of people who viewed some of wildlife cinematographer Jamin Hudson's spectacular aerial footage of sea life off the Western Australian coast. What you might not know about him is that he's been a quadriplegic since a motorcycle accident in 2008.
Part of me knew when I was laying on the sand dunes that my life was never going to be the same again.
This documentary, written and directed by Leighton De Barros, who's been involved in the making of many aquatic documentaries over the last 20 years and even worked on a few seasons of Survivor, paints a vivid and inspiring portrait of a man living his best life despite the obstacles he faces.
I've got a goal that I need to achieve.
Interviews with Jamin, his wife and parents are interwoven with breathtaking footage of dolphins, seals and whales that Jamin has been able to capture with the use of drones. During the film, Jamin says one of his goals is to spread positivity and beautiful images through his work, and this film definitely showcases that. You could actually cut out the Jamin Hudson story from the documentary and still be mesmerised and soothed by footage of pods of dolphins surfing, humpback whales frolicking with their calves,
oh, the whales are right here,
or seals just looking for a feed in the pristine blue waters off Esperance in Western Australia. But Jamin's honesty, positivity and determination, as well as the beautiful bond he shares with his wife, make this film well worth watching too.
We have just had a baby, so I am worried.
Jamin wants to get back into the water again and maybe even scuba dive, but he'll need the love and support of all of his family and friends to help him achieve that goal. Jamin does suffer setbacks along the way, and his frustration does come through at times.
I rang the dive doctor and she said, stop right there. It's not worth it. It's too dangerous.
It seems like bullshit. I'm not going to let it stop me.
But his optimism, making the best of what he can do, and finding joy and satisfaction in that is what ultimately shines through here.
These are the moments you live for.
This inspirational and feel-good documentary will probably pop up on iView in a few months, but it's well worth catching on the big screen for the awe-inspiring cinematography alone. Jamin Hudson from Sky to Sea, Saws.
Thanks very much, Michael. Hey, we'll grab a couple more movies from you next week.
Looking forward to it. See you then.
Are you taking the piss?